Jack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 22. Mbombela and Polokwane, a high of 19 degrees today.
Expect delays in Pretoria. Solomon Mahlangu Drive southbound towards the N4 highway.
In your sport, a big weekend of rugby with only three rounds of Currie Cup remaining before the semi-finals. And Tunisian tennis ace Ons Jabeur has withdrawn from the US Open.
We start on the East Rand.
As a result of the presidential imbizo taking place at Tsakani Stadium, routes will be closed.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police spokesperson Dabisa Mkhate warns motorists of possible traffic disruptions this morning in Tsakani and neighbouring areas. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected in the area, where he will lead the first presidential imbizo under the Government of National Unity. These imbizos take place to listen to residents and address problems like poor service delivery. To the northern suburbs of Joburg, water supply should be stable this morning after this week's pipe burst in the Ferndale area. Repairs were completed yesterday, and Johannesburg Water says areas still battling dry taps will be supplied with alternative water. This issue has caught the attention of newly elected Joburg Mayor Dada Morero. He's expected to lead a site visit to Republic Road from this hour. And then on to health. Business Unity of South Africa didn't sign the Presidential Health Compact, saying it was agreed upon unilaterally by government. Deputy President Paul Mashatile signed the second Presidential Health Compact while serving as acting president. The compact aims to improve the quality of health services. But BUZA CEO Hulakani Mate says this is a cover to support the implementation of the controversial national health insurance, which BUZA isn't supporting.
And these changes to the health compact were effected without any consultation.
To the northwest, where police are investigating a case of arson after Bubbles Champagne Garden was attacked on Monday evening. The owner claims the incident relates to long-standing racial tensions in the tourist town. Our reporter Masachaba Sefolaru spoke to the owner.
Tabiso Matibedi says he lost an estimated 2 million rand after a fire ripped through his establishment. Matibedi claims he recorded incidents of trespassing just weeks before the fire.
Then they came back a week ago. Again, they were reprimanded.
He says he's always been met with resistance by residents who have organized and appear to be pushing back against black-owned businesses.
There is a clear agenda even now. This is the second damage that I've suffered as a result.
Masachaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
More on our news blog. To Britain, where the Labour government's latest tax plan is now causing a stir. The government has vowed to tax private schools in order to boost public education and create thousands of teaching posts. After years of tight public spending and worsening inequalities, the government confirmed in July that it would remove the value-added tax exemption for tuition fees paid to private schools. And in America, a woman has been compensated after she faced eviction from her Manhattan apartment over her three emotional support parrots. Neighbors started complaining about the noise from the parrots at all hours of the day, prompting the owner of the block of flats to serve the woman with an eviction notice. But the courts then found she's been denied her right to live with assistance animals. I'm Khada D'Souza, and your Wifnis D'Ir. Daar is 'n presidensiële imbizo wat op pad is na Tsakani aan die Wesrand.
50,000 rand cash, if you're right. On air, and you tell me what makes this sound. We're playing, and it's brought to you by OUTsurance.
The cost of living crisis is real. Here's what one OUTsurance client did about it.
I'm Amy. I'm 26 from Kenilworth. When I got my 2022 Ford EcoSport, the immediate thought was to phone OUTsurance, and I pay only 819 rand per month. No insurers were able to beat or match the premium that I'm currently paying.
Want a car insurance premium that'll blow your mind? SMS OUT to 30689 now for a quote, and to find out about included benefits like panic assistance that sends the nearest medical or armed response unit to you wherever you may be 24/7. Here's Yusuf.
45 years old from Tegedal, Western Cape. I pay 700 rand for my Polo 1.6 2021 model. If you haven't called OUTsurance yet, definitely get in touch.
Give it a go. SMS OUT to 30689 now. That's OUT to 30.